Here with head coach Jay Lewis of the men's baseball team, taking a look at the 2009 spring season upcoming. And first of all, coach, thanks for taking some time with us. And obviously, it's exciting to be moving away from some of the bad weather and starting to look forward to your spring break trip and the start of the baseball season.
Most definitely. You know, it's when you start off and you got, you know, a couple inches of snow on the ground, you really start to look forward to, you know, in 4.5 weeks going to Winter Haven, Florida to open up the season and get in some good weather, you know. And I know our players will be happy to get outside for sure.
19-19 coming off of 2008 campaign, in which you guys really showed a lot of promise and you played some good baseball, but in the end, it was a season that was up and down. It really was a roller coaster for you guys.
It was. You know, I look at we played basically two halves. We played our first half down in spring break, had a great spring break, come back and obviously sat for a couple of weeks because of the blizzard. Those first 2 weeks back really, I think, hurt us. The second half of our season, I think, though, once we got past really our two big weekends of Denison and Ohio Wesleyan, we really played well. And a lot of things happened at that time. All of our pitchers finally were healthy. We made a lot of changes in our lineup. We went kind of young and really played well against some quality teams at the end of the year, you know, playing Heidelbergs and Otterbeins and teams like that really well towards the end of the year, which made the outlook, I guess, maybe for this year a lot better, even though we were losing some key guys offensively.
Now, you mentioned your pitching staff, and that is a group in which you have basically everybody returning from last year's squad, including a first-teamer in Tim Antill, as well as a honorable mention All-NCAC player in Darren Mumaw. Talk about the staff and what you expect from them this year.
You know, expectations, obviously, when you return everybody, are probably jumped up just a little bit. Obviously, our team ERA and everything weren't where they probably need to be for those expectations to be, you know, really high. We do have a very solid staff that we feel that any starter we're going to throw out there, any reliever that we're going to be able to put in the game, we're going to have a lot of confidence in them. One, that they have experience. They've been through those tough games, those tight games, those really trying conference games, that they're going to be able to do very well. You mentioned Tim, you know, obviously having a horse like him coming back, you got to be really confident each time he gets the ball. You know, and I know Darren had kind of a breakout year last year as a reliever, that he was our go-to guy. Anytime we got into trouble, boom, we could go right to Darren. But our other starters, I think, when healthy, can be all linked together, that our staff is one complete staff, that Joel Ossenheimer, Bobby Siuki, and Zach Spring, who, you know, pitched and started in some games last year, will be able to win a lot of games for us this year. We have confidence in throwing in Manny Rodriguez, you know, throwing other relievers in there as well, that are newcomers, that we think Jordan Kegler, who was a transfer, is going to be able to pitch a lot for us, and kind of our left-handed stronghold of Corey Winter, I think it can all be impact guys off of our staff. So, you know, I don't know, I maybe listed maybe 8 or 9 guys right there. You got to feel really confident as a coach to be able to have that much depth in a pitching staff with, you know, knowing that you're playing a 40-game series or 40-game season, a 4-game series every weekend, you're going to have depth in your pitching.
Well, we take a look at what you have returning out in the field, and of course it all starts with Patrick Williams, who returns as a second-team all-conference performer. You lose a first-team all-conference player in Matt Steinke behind the plate, but you've got to feel confident with some of the guys you have filling in?
Most definitely. You know, obviously Matt was, you know, a very good catcher, and, you know, you look as a coach of what you lose. And we lost kind of up the middle. You know, we lost Matt at behind the plate, Tyler Costello and Joel Putoff at shortstop and second, and then a tremendous hitter and offensive player in Jeremy Frewerth. Yeah, we lost some offense there. I think we shouldn't really skip a beat with what we're filling in. I think Jason Haney and A.J. Bush behind the plate are going to be you know, great players for us. AJ's been, you know, with us and playing a bunch since he was a freshman in a lot of different areas. I don't know if that's going to change a whole lot. He still is probably going to be a utility guy. We've got to be able to try to get his bat in the lineup. Jason Haney had a great summer, had a great fall, played a little bit last year as a freshman, is probably going to, you know, be able to be our main guy behind the plate. But, you know, other offensive guys, you know, you talked about Pat. Pat's been that, you know, steady guy for us in the middle of our lineup. That he's going to be a consistent hitter, and we know what production we're going to get out of him. You know, losing Jeremy Frewerth, well, that opens up another outfield spot. You know, I think Sammy Stau at times last year, you know, proved some things to us, as well did Colin Putoff. I know Zach Spring had a great fall and summer, so did Ray Noe, and Ray's going to maybe play a little bit first base and outfield. You know, in the middle of our infield, you know, we look at JT Thompson coming back as a senior. Hopefully can stay healthy. He's been able to be in our lineup. It probably could be a starter since he was a freshman. Just gets, you know, a nagging injury here and there, and hopefully, you know, the stitches he had above his eye this fall maybe took care of his injury for the year. But look for him to be a steady guy at short. Mike Yednock played a lot last year at second base towards the end of the year as a great hitter. And our third base, you know, is still kind of up in the air. But, you know, we have returning Trent Nutter, Joe Kegler, and a newcomer, TJ Little. Jacob Michaels right now is kind of out of the picture. He broke his ankle with this nice weather we had out slipping on the ice. So he's kind of, you know, on the back burners until he gets back, and we'll get him back probably towards the end of March.
Now, you mentioned some of the newcomers with Little at third base. Other guys you expect really to step in early in their collegiate careers?
You know, we have several guys, I think, that will be, you know, I guess, impact guys to come in. One being Andy Sherrick, also played soccer, really, you know, didn't get a whole lot of looks out of him, but just on the soccer field in the fall. But in recruiting him, we knew what we were going to get. He's a starting pitcher, which, you know, could prove to be very beneficial to add some more depth, add a young arm into the mix. But he's also a shortstop, and you look at his frame, you know, he's a 6'5", 6'6", kid. You know, the only other big, tall shortstops you think like that are, you know, your Cal Ripkins and guys like that, some old-timers. But has great hands, has great feet, still making some progress through his swing. But we think he's going to make an impact on the mound for sure, and hopefully be, you know, a guy that we can rely on, too, out in the infield. Other impact guys – spoke about TJ Little as a third baseman, had a great fall, good hands, nice arm at third. And then looking at Jordan Kegler as a transfer right-handed pitcher that has a chance of being a starter, has a chance of being a long relief guy, but has a quality arm, has a, you know, and knows what he's doing up there. He's a true pitcher. To name a few guys, those guys right now I think are the ones that are truly in the mix.
Now at the other end of the spectrum, the guys who've been through the gauntlet before, who do you expect to really be the leaders in the locker room as well as out on the field for you?
You know, we've got several different guys that are captains, and I think all do, you know, different things well and lead in different ways. You know, Pat Williams, you know, captain on the football team, you know, captain with us, has really been a leader maybe the last couple of years, too. He just hasn't necessarily had a C on his chest to say captain, but goes out and plays hard all the time, is a great example of a guy that, you know, puts it out there each moment he's playing. Can get very emotional at times, which can be very good that players want to go play for him. You know, he shows emotion, know that he has a passion for the game. JT Thompson is one of our other leaders, and he's the guy that, you know, he wants to be a coach, so he's going to be more of the hands-on. Hey, he's going to help out with the younger players, getting them prepared for the season. And Tim is another captain that – again, works hard. He's more of a quiet leader, but, you know, when he talks, he says something very important, and is kind of that leader of our pitching staff.
Now, turning the focus to the 2009 season for you guys, it begins on March 8th when you travel down to Winter Haven, Florida, take on Mount St. Joseph. Obviously excited for that. 12 games in 11 days to kick off the season. That has to be something that has to be a little bit nervous for you as a coach, because you're throwing your guys in the fire in so many games in so few days.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of did that for the last couple of years. We've gone down there, and we haven't played that first week when we got back. Thought, okay, how many games that next week are we necessarily playing? It was a couple, so we added a few more games to play down there to almost guarantee you're going to play. Yeah, is it a tough schedule? Yes, most definitely. You look at the opponents that we're playing. You know, Mount St. Joe starting off, they had a great year last year playing Transylvania when we're down there, and they were in the regionals playing LaGrange at the end of the week and playing St. Joe's from Maine, playing a Wisconsin school, or it was a Minnesota school. That, you know, it's going to be a very tough test. But I looked at what we have coming back, you know, especially pitching, you know, because that's where it's at early in the season, is your pitcher should be ahead of the hitters a little bit. That I feel real confident that how we have it set up, we're going to be able to throw our best guys almost all the time when we're down there. And a lot of times what you'll see is some teams only have one or two really solid starting pitchers, that you may be able to have your number one facing somebody's four, or your number two facing somebody's three. You can, you know, win a lot of games by doing that. So wishful thinking, I guess, of that's all going to go to plan. You know, we are really looking forward to kicking things off down there against some quality opponents. I've always thought that, you know, we play some really tough games in conference. Doesn't do you any good to play a bunch of cupcakes when you go down to Florida. Play some tough teams, because then you can, you know, play well through the season, and you want to be playing well towards the end of the season, and you want to have been in some tough games and know how to play in those, that come tournament time you're playing well.
You alluded to the conference, and the NCAC West division is once again going to be a very difficult division. How do you feel like your Tiger team stacks up against the likes of Denison, Ohio Wesleyan, Wabash, and Earlham?
You know, it'll be interesting. I think it's up in the air, really. Knowing really the four teams that I see as being the front runners for those top two spots in ourselves, High Wesley and Denison and Wabash, I think every one of those series can be a toss-up. I think the close games that we played last year with High Wesley, we had a couple of those, we could have won 3 out of 4. Instead of, you know, going 1-3 and then looking at the Denison series, you know, there's a couple games there that we really let get away. And, you know, again, we weren't totally healthy. We sat for 2 weeks before we played that weekend, you know, not trying to make excuses. But, you know, I look for this to be a lot different year conference-wise than what we faced last year through those four-game series on those weekends.
Now, you guys have the honor of getting to host the conference tournament this year. It's held at Carlton Davidson Stadium. First of all, talk a little bit about the stadium. It's obviously one of the nicest facilities in the conference. And then also talk a little bit about having the opportunity to host the conference again.
You know, I know that weighs a lot on our guys' minds. I know when I told them last spring after our coaches' meeting that it was coming back to our place, their eyes kind of lit up that, hey, you know, we have a focus that we can play, you know, two weekends in the spring extra at our place and have a chance of winning a conference tournament at home, which always feels good, because you can sleep in your own bed. You don't have to travel up to Worcester or, you know, go over someplace different to play in a conference championship. It feels good to play at home. You know, and our guys are spoiled with a great facility. It being a, you know, really, I think a Division I facility. If you look at some of the other MAC schools and even some Big Ten schools of their baseball facilities, ours is, you know, better than a lot. It's a a $3 million stadium with lighted facilities that has locker rooms, you know, offices down there. We just put in new batting cages last year down there, and you know, have made field improvements since we've been down there. It's a great relationships to have to with the city of Springfield and the National Trail Parks and Rec that we're able to play down there and be the, I guess, full-time, you know, user of that during our spring and fall seasons. We are definitely spoiled with that. And you look at other facilities in Ohio and in our region, it's one of the best. And I don't see too many other Division III schools, you know, really being able to throw that money into just a baseball facility. Most people now are looking to build multi-purpose facilities that several teams could play in, and we're very fortunate to have the history and background that Springfield does with baseball to have a facility like that.
Coach, one more question for you before we let you go. Taking a look at your schedule, especially what you have down in Winter Haven, Florida, you play so many games in such a short amount of time. It's almost like a minor league or major league schedule with a lot of single games. And then, of course, you transition into the rest of your season, which, of course, is the conference bulk, where you've got four game sets on the weekends. Talk about, I guess, the purpose of the midweek games for you during that stretch and really the difference in mentality between what you guys have to deal with down in Florida compared to what you deal with during the rest of the season in terms of your scheduling.
You know, obviously we're not going to be playing 10 or 12 games during a week when we get back, even though I'd love to, because I think, you know, baseball is set up to be able to play, you know, every day, and that's how guys get consistent in their play is – you know, you don't have a lot of time to look back on what you're doing wrong. You got to always move forward. You know, and a lot of preparation and stuff with baseball is much different than, you know, let's say football that, you know, plays once a week. There's a lot of their practice sessions are very important to their preparation to the game. Whereas in baseball, the game is actually the preparation and the consistency part of throughout the season is that you get more at bats, you get better at it. When we look at how we set up our pitching for the season, we try to get it as consistent as we can to get all of our guys on the same rotation throughout the whole year. That when we go down to Florida, our guys will be on a four-day rotation. When we get back home, it's more of maybe a 5 or a 6 day. So there's only a day difference in there of the rotation. The midweek games when we get back, one are some maybe extended bullpens for some of our starters that they'll, you know, they may start on Saturday and then one of them may start on Wednesday, where then maybe on Tuesday is a relief pitcher's day to where we get a guy that's a long reliever, a spot start. You know, that could be a one of those guys that maybe is just out of the mix of the top four that gets his chance. You know, I know last year, you know, Manny got a couple starts. Zach Spring did as well. We had some other relievers, you know, fill in there in those midweek games. But, you know, again, those are prep games for our weekend games that, you know, hopefully we're going to see some good pitching to really prepare us for those four-game series on the weekends.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us and wish you the best of luck when you kick off your season here. It's coming up here soon.
In short time, it will be here. Thanks a lot, Ben.
That is head coach Jay Lewis of the men's baseball team on the Tiger Sports Network.